This is Michael Youssef, and you are listening to today's My Devotional from Leading the Way, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 1st of June 2026. Heaven is for real, and hell is too. Every soul is immortal, but not every immortal soul will live forever in heaven. In The Problem of Pain, C.S. Lewis lays out the logic of hell. Allow me to paraphrase Lewis. I would give anything to be able to truthfully say everyone will be saved. But my reason replies, should God save people against their will? The doctrine of hell says that God is so loving and merciful that he actually became a man and submitted himself to death by torture to save us from eternal ruin. Yet, when we refuse to accept the gift of salvation, God permits us to choose hell of our own free will, and he won't lift a finger to stop us from destroying ourselves. In his original quotation, Lewis concludes, "Here is the real problem, so much mercy, yet still there is hell." The real question is not whether the doctrine of hell is detestable. Of course, it's detestable. Yet we must still answer the question, is it true? The Bible is clear. The wages of sin is death, eternal death separated from God in hell forever. That's bad news, but there is good news. While every one of us deserves hell, God, in his mercy, offers us eternal life as a free gift. It may be elementary to you, but there are many false teachers who are denying these simple truths, and many believers are falling for it. So, I want to make sure you know that not only is heaven for real, but hell is for real as well. God is holy and just, and God is love. If you reject his love demonstrated on the cross, then you will be judged by God's holiness, and you will receive God's judgment. Jesus tells us in Revelation that those who reject his offer of salvation will suffer the second death. But this warning of hell is coupled with an invitation to heaven and everlasting life. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 through 7 says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Join me in prayer. Precious Lord, thank you for saving me from hell and to heaven. Grant me courage to share your good news with those around me. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.